special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. Feels good to be on air today. After a two-week hiatus, got to go down, not last weekend, but the weekend before, got to fellowship with a brother in Christ, an Israelite God-fearing family. And it was amazing, and I'm blessed for it, and hopefully they're blessed tenfold. So that was that weekend. I believe that was the 29th, and I had a rebroadcast. And then last weekend, I had death in the family and other things going on outside of, you know, the show and all that stuff. And just didn't have it in me, and I apologize, and I hope you enjoyed the rebroadcast. But here I am. And here I am, as I should be. I'm going to open up today's show, and today being May 13th on man's calendar, the Gregorian Catholic calendar, if you will. Thank me in the midst of the crucible. When things seem all wrong, look for growth opportunities. Especially look for areas where you need to let go, leaving your cares in my able hands. Do you trust me to orchestrate your life events as I choose, or are you still trying to make things go according to your will? If you keep trying to carry out your intentions while I am leading you in another direction, you deify your desires. I find that very, very important. And this is speaking to me and hopefully to some of you. Be on the lookout for what I am doing in your life. Worship me by living close to me, thanking me in all circumstances. And that's taken from 1 Peter chapter 5, 6 through 7, Psalms 62, 8, and 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. Goes on. You can consider something a joyful opportunity, even when you are feeling quite joyless. You may need to ponder your circumstances at length before you can view them in a positive light. But as you look at your circumstances from my perspective, from Father's perspective, God, you come to understand that these multiple problems are testing your faith. As you cling to me moment by moment, I enable you to persevere. We have James chapter 1, 2 through 3. Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And Hebrews 12:11, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Persevere, my brothers and sisters. Persevere. It's a narrow gate. Stay on the right path, at the right side of God. You are his sheep. And the end of this, I thought, was quite appropriate for what I plan to eventually get into this broadcast. It says, this is an opportunity to trump your roller coaster feelings with faith in me. Make the most of it. Key word, operative word being T-rump, trump. For I'm finding that a lot of you out there are still not getting it. You deify that man. You put a savior in that person who is essentially a Talmudic Jew. Mr. Drumpf. That's not just some funny thing, you know, the comedian said it, ha ha ha. Yeah, it made it to that show, but it's real. They changed their family name because they are Austro-Hungarian or German Jews. No different than a lot of these politicians and dirtbags who are playing on that scale, that league with the Talmud and Satan's workers. John Kerry, John Forbes Kerry, he changed his name too. Heinz Kohn. This is fact. Not only that, but John Kerry was skull and bones. And when they were called out for it on TV, live television, the media guy, Tim Russert, asked both John Kerry and George Bush about their skull and bones connections. And then what happened? What happened, huh? Then he dies of a sudden heart attack weeks later. Just a coincidence? I think not. You know what the Brotherhood of Death is? Chapter 322? That's skull and bones, folks. They swear an oath while masturbating in a coffin, telling their brothers, their quote-unquote brothers, their deepest, you know, revolting experiences and past, so that if they go against them, they will reveal those truths to the public. And, of course, kill them, just like the Masonic Oath, you know, just like the Jesuit Oath, just like all these disgusting oaths. And what does it say in the Bible, folks? Don't take these oaths. Not to do it. You cannot serve two masters, because you will hate the one and love the other, etc., etc. So that says a lot about dual citizenry. You can't have allegiance to Israel and the New Jerusalem here in America. You can't do it. You just can't do it. I was listening to the show before mine, and it was actually very insightful, very educational. I liked it a lot. But I do have a point of contention, as you might have noticed if you were listening to it. Janice Barcello had an excellent guest on, right? She's very keen on the Edomites and Jewish power in this world, but she just doesn't seem to get it that the Bible from the Creator God is not a Jewish book. It's not theirs. They worship from the Babylonian Talmud. They hate God and his people. They murdered the Son of God, just as Scripture says they would. And Jesus called them out for it in many places. But I'd recommend anyone questioning this, read the book of John, chapters 8 through 10 specifically, but the whole book. And it's very, very clear. These rabbis and lay Edomite Jews who fall in line, they know this. That's why they don't worship the Bible. It's a lie. It's for you. It's for the goyim, the plebs, the cattle. It's for your benefit and your benefit only, because they want you to stay in line and play their reindeer games. They only say it's their book for the outward appearance that they're pious and holy people and they're the chosen ones of God. But they're not. They're not. Listen to Jesus, okay, who said that they are there of their father, the devil, in John chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. So, we can identify Edom, or the Jews, today, in history, because the Jews are the ones that cursed and rejected, are rejected by God, right? And they were cursed because they killed God and said, our blood be on our hands and our children's hands. And they're the ones who despise every godly thing, as did Esau in the Bible. This is scripture. The hatred and desire for revenge that Esau had towards Jacob, which is us, Israel, can be found in all the Jews' attitude toward white Christian Israelites today. This is real. The red symbology of Esau, Edom, Rothschild, all of it, has allowed their descendants down to the revolutionary Jews, The curse of a desolate nation God put upon Edom is clearly evident in this people. The Jewish people, they fit the bill. It's not their book. They are not Israelites. I cannot say this any clearer. They are forever destitute of good works like the barren fig tree that Jesus cursed. You will know them by their fruits, brethren. It's very, very plain. I digress a bit here. I had a listener send me an email, and it was touching, and he's going through it, so I want to address this, about him taking care of his mother who fell ill. And it's been like a 17-month ordeal, you know? And it's very, very trying for him and causing him much duress. His words. I just wanted to ask that all of you out there, as my wife and I have, pray for this man named David and pray that he is blessed and taken care of for loving his mother, for his actions in a time of need, as she no doubt took care of him in his times of need growing up. And maybe that's an assumption. Maybe it's far-fetched, but it's probably close to the mark. She is, after all, his mother. You know what? He's going through this because he's being attacked by Satan. Undoubtedly, because he's doing what's right in the eyes of Yahweh. And he hasn't stuck her in some godforsaken home, a satanic institution, just like these Talmudic Jews would have you do while clapping you on the back and cashing your check for her stay. It's not right. He's doing what's right. And yes, he's being attacked for it. So please, pray for him. Prayer is very, very powerful. And I said it at the end of the devotion I read, and I planned, you know, what I was going to do in the show before I picked up this devotion for today. And at the end it said, this is an opportunity to trump your roller coaster feelings with faith in me. Trump. There are no coincidences, Goyim. Let's talk about T. Rump. He is not your savior. And he already showed you what he does. He already showed you. It couldn't be more clear. Then you take into consideration that he has Rothschild connections. Connections to the CIA, Mossad, organized crime, all the way back to the Meyer Lansky Crime Syndicate, Murder Incorporated, and Resorts International Casinos. In 1987, upon the death of longtime CIA frontman James Crosby, the nominal heads of Resorts International, up-and-coming young New York real estate tycoon Donald T. Rump, stepped into the picture and bought Crosby's interest in the gambling empire. Okay? In 1987, Donald T. Rump purchased his first casino interest when he acquired 93% of the shares in Resorts International. Resorts International has a sordid history, which began in the early 1950s when it evolved from a CIA and Mossad front company, oh yes, which had been established for the purpose of money laundering, the profits from drug trafficking, gambling, and other illegal activities, human trafficking, prostitution, you name it. This is your savior. On October 30th, 1978, the Spotlight newspaper reported that the principal investors of Resorts International were Meyer Lansky, Tibor Rosenbaum, William Mellon Hitchcock, David Rockefeller, and one Baron Edmund de Rothschild. Oh yes. Trump soon became a household name with his colorful personality and his insistence upon naming a variety of luxury hotels, apartment houses, and other commercial ventures after himself. But while the name Trump appeared in the headlines, the names of the real movers behind Resorts International remained hidden from public view. He's a puppet, folks. I'm sorry to burst your bubble if you didn't know this already, but he is a Zionist stooge for the synagogue of Satan. And he was nearly bankrupt. He was bankrupt. He ran it into the ground personally. And he got pulled out from destitution by one Wilbur Ross, the bagman or the agent of the Rothschild Incorporated. Quote, after quickly expanding the reach of Resorts International to Atlantic City in the final years of the 80s, Donald T. Rump found himself in financial trouble as the real estate market in New York tanked. The three casinos in Atlantic City, New Jersey, like other T. Rump assets, were under threat from lenders. It was only with the assistance and assurance of Wilbur L. Ross Jr., Senior Managing Director of Rothschild Incorporated, that T. Rump was allowed to keep the casinos and rebuild his threatened empire. What happened when Trump was told to become the President of the United States Corporation? Because he was told to do this, okay? He played his part. He played his role, just as all of these stooges do. Well, he nominated Wilbur L. Ross as his commerce secretary. Wouldn't you know? So they have fingers on this guy all throughout his career. He's their boy. He's their boy. Jacob Rothschild's son, Nat Rothschild, also dated Ivanka Trump. And she's married to one Jared Kushner. Or his daughter's married to Jared Kushner, who is an Orthodox Jew. Guys, I'm telling you, this goes way deeper. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Do not attempt. I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. And yes, we're talking about the Donald, Mr. Orange himself, T. Rump. And his name was changed from Drumpf, D-R-U-M-P-H-P-F, excuse me, Drumpf. That is the family name. There's an article on Israel365news.com written by Adam Eliyahu Berkowitz of the Jewish World, July 15, 2019, titled The Hidden Story of the Trump Family Rabbi. It's interesting. It's a remarkable tale of a half-century-long friendship and may be the basis for the current warm relations. The story began in the 1950s when Malka Weisberg's parents, both Holocaust survivors, immigrated to America from Poland. Her father, Rabbi Israel Wagner, got a job as the rabbi of Beach Haven, a newly established community in Brooklyn. Many of the people in the community were also Holocaust survivors, while others had witnessed the horrors of World War II while serving in the United States Army. The community was praying in a temporary space, an underground garage in one of the development's buildings. The rabbi decided to meet with the owner of the properties. Starting out building houses during the Depression, Beach Haven was the second large development venture for Fred Trump, the father of the young man who grew up to be the current president. And this says, a friendship made in heaven. The Lutheran land developer and the Polish rabbi quickly became friends at their first meeting. Quote, basically, they became very close friends for the next 49 years, Weisberg told Breaking Israel News. Mr. T. Rump agreed to donate the land if the community built a synagogue on it. Oh, quid pro quo. Their friendship seemed incongruous since their meeting came less than 6 years, six, after the end of World War II and the Holocaust. Both of Fred T. Rump's parents were German, and I'm going to say German Jews, and the ovens of the concentration camps were still warm. Listen to this nonsense. They didn't bake any people in ovens, folks. All lies. Mr. T. Rump was different. Quote, my parents went through the Holocaust and knew that Fred was German, Weisberg said. They certainly knew what Germany did and would never forget it. But when they saw Fred, they saw a good man, and they appreciated that. Well, not only that, but his real name is Drump, which is German Jewish. The friendship continued, growing with time. A blossoming relationship. Quote, the Trump offices were in Beach Haven, and Mr. T. Rump would frequently stop in to talk to my father. They definitely discussed their past, Weisberg said. They spoke about family, a subject that was very important to both of them. They also discussed theology and religion. Trump's largesse towards the Jewish community was partly charitable and partly self-interest. You think? Recognizing good. He wanted to build the community and to increase its value, Weisberg explained. Mr. T. Rump was impressed by the idea of a Jewish community, families, a place of worship. He liked my father very much, and my father liked him. Their friendship was based on Mr. Trump's personal understanding that what my father was doing was a good thing. He also felt it was a good business investment, that a nice community would attract businesses and raise the property value. Yeah. The wife. He attended the yearly fundraising dinners held by the synagogue, bringing his entire family. Malka, very young at the time, would say the Hebrew blessings over a large ceremonial challah, or braided bread, presented at the beginning of the meal. Weisberg related how Mrs. T. Rump, a Scottish-born Presbyterian, was so impressed that she kissed her forehead. Quote, she was a very nice woman, and they were a very close family. Donald T. Rump was very, very close with his family, and it was clear he would go into the family business, Weisberg said. He learned the business from his father, but it really took off under him. The importance of Israel. Quote, the president learned from his father to be a real Ohev Yisrael, or lover of Israel. The counterfeit, imposters, the synagogue of Satan, brethren. They are not God's chosen people. His father certainly was. This is something I think should be known, and the president deserves credit for the good he does for Israel. Until now, his track record seems to clearly show that the president isn't Ohev Yisrael, the same as his father. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll return after the break. Stay tuned. Without
permission, use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agent, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am still your host, Chris Switzer. And boy, do I have a revelation for you folks coming up. This is the source, okay, for everything that we've been talking about. And it says the source right here in the Israel 365 news article, a Jewish source, mind you. It is well known that Donald Trump has been a longtime friend of Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Benjamin. Though this is clearly a manifestation of the strong political alliance between the two countries, it has its roots in the president's family. Fred T. Rump, the president's father, became friends with Netanyahu while he was the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations in Manhattan. And at the time, he also had a different name, folks. They all play the name game, changing their names. Trump is Drump, Kerry is Cone, etc., etc. And Benjamin Netanyahu is no difference. It was Benjamin Milikowski II, folks. These are Talmudic Edomites, Jews. They deceive the Goyim. They cheat the Goyim. They kill the Goyim as per the decree of their learned sages and rabbis from the Talmud. and the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. This is not Chris Switzer's opinion, folks. I'm just imparting the truth to you. The friendship lasted, okay, until Fred T. Rump passed away in 99. Rabbi Wagner, from the 50s, remember, and his wife attended the wake. Weisberg related how Donald T. Rump approached her mother, grateful that she was at the funeral. Listen to this. Rabitson, you should know that your husband was not only a good friend of my father, but he was also my father's rabbi. Trump told Weisberg's mother. These people all have rabbis. What non-Jew do you know that wears a yarmulke, humps the Wailing Wall, and has a rabbi? Attends synagogue, marries their family out to Jews, and supports all Jewish causes. That's Donald T. Rump. Okay? It's unmistakable. Quote, I believe a lot of what the president does today with the Jewish people in Israel comes from how he grew up, watching his father interact with the Jewish community, Weisberg said. This came from the warm relationship between Fred Trump and his father, the rabbi. That's it. And if you don't believe me about the name, you can just go to another Jewish source. There's many of them. I found one from JTA.org. And that's showing in this article. It's related to the comedian that I was talking about, John Oliver, okay? On his HBO show, Last Week Tonight. It says, somebody at the American Jewish Congress has clearly been watching comedian John Oliver's show. And the American Jewish Congress, okay, a nearly century-old Jewish advocacy group whose operations have somewhat been diminished in recent years, on Thursday, and this is from 2016, March, okay, Thursday, they emailed out the results of a poll on which the presidential then-candidate and its members think would be best for Israel, titled, The Results Are In. At the top of the American Jewish Congress list is Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, followed by a name that's trending online, and they titled Donald's name, Donald Trump. Okay? Keep listening. Trump is Trump's, quote, much less magical ancestral family name, Oliver pointed out on his show 2 weeks ago, citing Trump biographer Gwenda Blair. This is real. This isn't just something to make fun of them. They changed their name. A couple hours after sending the email, the American Jewish Congress issued a corrected version with a note saying, the previous version of this email included an unfortunate and unintended spelling mistake. No offense was meant by it. We apologize for any confusion. It's not a spelling mistake to have the name spelled exactly the way it was before his family name was changed. It's just a fact. That's all it is. A fact that they would like you not to know. And I'm going to take your calls in the second half of the show, folks. I just want to get this out to you. Because people have been spellbound. Spellbound by MAGA. MAGA, which is also related to the magical spells. MAGA is actually quite popular if you look into Wicca and witchcraft and Jewish mysticism from the Zohar. Oliver's segment, which has been viewed more than 20 million times on YouTube, has created something of a Trump phenomenon. Make Donald Trump Again is trending at the time. This was 2016. But it's real. But it's real. You can find it, again, from an article at Bustle.com titled, Why Did Donald Trump's Ancestors Change Their Name from Drump? The Story Behind the Switch. Right? And here it is. Quote, Trump is much more reflective of who he actually is. So if you are thinking of voting for Donald Trump, the charismatic guy promising to make America great again, stop and take a moment to imagine how you'd feel if you just met a guy named Donald Trump, a litigious serial liar with a string of broken business ventures and the support of a former Klan leader, he's talking about Duke, who he can't decide whether or not to condemn. Would you think he'd make a good president, or is the spell somewhat broken? But that didn't seem to do it, because people are still voting, number one, and voting for this guy, number two. Donald Trump is a puppet for Jewish organized crime, tied in with the Skull and Bones, Freemasonry, obviously Zionism. It's satanic. The Rothschilds are involved. All the big players in money laundering, CIA, Mossad drug running, human trafficking, all of it. All of it. I pointed out that he took over the interest, 97%, I believe it was, 93%, excuse me, of the voting stock in Resorts International Gaming Concern. What Trump doesn't tell his readers is what the late Andrew St. George reported in the Spotlight article on October 30th, 1978. Resorts International was established and controlled by frontmen for the Rockefeller and Rothschild families and their quote-unquote enforcers in the Central Intelligence Agency and its allied intelligence agency, Israel's Mossad. What made the report so explosive was that this newspaper pointed out that the illegally rigged casinos were being operated with the collusion of respectable politicians, law enforcement officials, Wall Street financiers who floated loans to finance the gambling resorts and the high-profile gambling resort operators themselves. St. George pointed out that many of these casino resorts run by the mob through a variety of frontmen have actually been engaged in a de facto partnership with behind-the-scenes mobsters who have assisted the CIA and Mossad in massive money laundering of drug and gambling profits that have been channeled into covert operations of the two allied intelligence agencies. In return, the CIA and the Mossad, using their own influence, have provided protection for the illegally fixed gambling operations, preventing law enforcement authorities from cracking down on this corruption. Where does would-be President T. Rump fit into the picture? To find the answer, one must turn to the murky origins of Resorts International. Resorts evolved from a CIA front company set up in the early 50s by then CIA Director Alan W. Dulles and his close associate, three-term New York Governor Thomas E. Dewey, political functionary in the so-called Rockefeller Republican wing of the GOP. The front company in question was the innocuously named Mary Carter Paint Company, which operated a national chain of paint stores, but was set up to function as a covert CIA money laundering operation. In 1958 and 59, Dewey and a number of associates used a reported $2 million in CIA funds to buy a controlling interest in the Crosby Miller Corporation, which was then merged with Mary Carter. Among other things, the new corporation laundered CIA money for arming the anti-Castro Cuban exiles. The company also launched into lucrative casino gambling enterprises in the Caribbean, where the CIA was quite active during that period, having engaged the Meyer-Lansky Crime Syndicate in now thoroughly documented and widely known plots to topple Fidel Castro, who had enraged the mob by closing down its Cuban gambling enterprises. Thus, it should be no surprise that in 1963, Alvin Malnick, a top henchman of the crime syndicate boss Meyer Lansky, was found to be closely connected to the operations of Mary Carter Paint. Well, in 1963, Mary Carter Paint spun off its paint division, and during the next several years began developing its casino operations, particularly in the Bahamas. In 1967-68, Mary Carter Paint officially changed its name to, drumroll please, Resorts International, and began massive international expansion. The Spotlight newspaper determined that several principal investors provided the funds and assets for the venture. These are the big names, the murky crime syndicate behind Donald T. Rump's enterprise, okay? One Meyer Lansky, the acknowledged chairman of the board and chief financier of the underworld gambling syndicate, who maintained his own long-standing ties to not only Israel and the Mossad, but also the CIA and the American intelligence community. One David Rockefeller, head of the Rockefeller financial empire, who provided his family's clout and CIA and global banking connections to assist in the operation. None other than the Investors Overseas Service, or IOS, then the world's largest flight capital conglomerate, controlling assets worth $2.5 billion. Tiber Rosenbaum, who was not only the Mossad's Swiss-based chief financier behind covert arms deals, but also the head of the Banque de Crédit International of Geneva, the Lansky Syndicate's chief European money laundry, and Baron Edmund de Rothschild, of the European banking family, and a personal business partner of Rosenbaum in Rosenbaum's Mossad-related ventures ranging far and wide. And lastly, William Mellon Hitchcock, one of the heirs to the Mellon family fortune, one of America's largest private family fortunes, which for many years has also maintained close ties with the CIA. What does this mean? Well, in 1987, upon the death of longtime CIA frontman James Crosby, as I mentioned earlier, the up-and-coming young New York real estate tycoon Donald T. Rump stepped into the picture and bought Crosby's interest in the gambling empire. So he moved right in. Trump soon became a household name, and the rest is history, as it were. And Trump is controlled by the CIA, Mossad, and some would say the KGB. Any inquisitive person should be asking themselves why a seemingly anti-establishment guy like Donald Trump has been allowed to get as far as he has and became president. The simplest answer is that he isn't anti-establishment, and is only fronting a very convincing facade for public consumption. Who do we know that does that? Who plays the mimicry game and pretends they're something they're not, and then decrying the thing that they are? Yeah. The family made rich man has been strategically propped up as the all-accommodating GOP extremist opponent of then-candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton, herself part of the very same establishment, and even a personal friend to T. Rump himself. The two candidates come from the same organized crime syndicate that leads back to Israel, its murderous Mossad terrorist organization, and the Lansky International Crime Syndicate. Furthermore, as we shall see, Donald Trump is nothing more than a puppet of Mossad, and is likely under their control through opportunism and, darker yet, blackmail. What say you? Sexual blackmail through one Jeffrey Epstein? On the Lolita Express, you ask? Clinton's name? Prince Andrew's name? Donald Trump's name? Dershowitz's name? All of them. I could go on and on. There's so many, I'm forgetting them. It's unbelievable. This is what they do. This is how the Rothschild dynasty and the rest of it, there's darker names even beyond Rothschild, this black nobility. These families go back to Venice, Italy. It's unbelievable. These families who have organizations without names, okay, they control these front men like Donald Trump, using them by keeping them under their thumbs with Mossad sexual blackmail rings. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll return after the break. Stay tuned.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the
cool
United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. And we started to touch upon Jeffrey Epstein, the Mossad's child sex ring procurers, and Ghislaine Maxwell, daughter of one Robert Maxwell, a Jewish Mossad super scion. And he was assassinated by a Mossad kill team a Kedone unit on his yacht for crossing them. And he was a big name, big clout, big money, Jewish. But he crossed Israeli Mossad. These are dangerous people. Dangerous. I don't say this for any other reason. The stuff that I'm imparting to you, other than to give you the truth and rebuke the evil that is fuming from its coffers, from its organizations, and the control it has over this society. Who runs the pornography industry, right? And what does it result in? What do we see all around us today with this culture of transgenderism, changing pronouns, having litter boxes in the classrooms? This is big. It's all-encompassing. And these seemingly clean, anti-establishment politicians are not what they seem. This guy is a puppet. Donald Trump is a puppet, and he's thick as thieves with all of these Zionist Mossad-connected criminals. All of them. That's why they had Jeffrey Epstein pull the suicide route in lockup. It wasn't even him. You can look at the body. They don't match up. Skeletal structure, ears, and other things don't lie. They don't lie, folks. Anatomy doesn't lie, as much as these trannies would love it to. And they flew Epstein out of country, no doubt, running some small operation, being of use somewhere in Jewish retirement. It's a sick and sad world out there, but we, as God's people, have a duty to rebuke the evil, yet pray for these villains, and let God, let the Father, take over, and his army angels do battle with these workers of iniquity, these sons of perdition, the synagogue of Satan. Today, just like then, Donald Trump's father had a rabbi. Donald Trump, no doubt, has a rabbi. He was converted to Judaism sometime in 2017 in the New York City, New Jersey area, as sources would say. And we're going to go to break. We'll be right back in the next hour, and I'll take your calls as well if you have questions or comments.
People may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.